just do it, guys, you know?
What are you doing, Terry?
I am prepping my,
Shut up, Terry.
Okay.
So, no, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You're prepping your what?
Oh, you told me to shut up.
Now I'm telling you to talk.
I can only do...
Terry, talk. Terry, it's okay. You can talk.
Yeah,
oh shit. Every time. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Hungry's podcast for episode 67. We obviously have Sniper Goo, the lovely Sniper Goo, back from a long vacation, back from
awesome vacation.
Amazing vacation, and of course we have Puddles. I guess.
Hey guys.
He insisted on being in this one.
Yeah. You're never gonna get rid of me.
I'll try.
I'm here forever.
We dumped him in that lake. That didn't work. I mean, I might as well give up. He's like, what's that dude's name from Anesthesia? You know?
What?
What's that?
It's just it was like, you know.
We have a real big braid fart here.
It was that one guy, Anesthesia, huh?
That Anesthesia movie. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Google this shit, aren't I?
You're gonna have to.
He like got like somebody shot him, poisoned him, and tried to drown him, and he still lived.
John McClane?
Rasputin!
Damn it, you bastard.
Yep.
Who's Rasputin?
I just explained.
He's this creepy rough guy that they just couldn't kill. Yeah, what's up?
I just explained it to him.
Yeah.
And he asked who it was.
Sometimes you have to explain it to him twice.
Yeah.
It's like a huge
waste of time. It doesn't
stick. Think you're talking, if you don't wrap it up real quick, he'll think you're talking about two different people.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Wait, that was one guy?
Yeah.
Anesthesia and Rasputin are the same person?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mind blown.
No. I wish you would have got an answer for Bill Nye, especially after we gave him such a hardcore, like, shout-out.
Yeah, but, you know, what does he need us for? He's off checking temperatures or something.
Oh.
I don't know. He responds to everyone else, but not when I have a logical question that demands men of higher knowledge. Power.
True words there, friend.
So, I wanna bitch about Alex real quick before we get too far into this, because he didn't want to be on this podcast because we were gonna talk about the wedding, and he didn't want to be on this podcast because he wasn't there, and that was it. That was his excuse, that he wasn't there, and he doesn't want to be on the podcast because we're gonna be talking about the wedding, even though. We talk about stuff from high school and everything like that. We've had a bunch of other stories where he obviously wasn't there. He still came. He still had a great time. He wasn't dying listening to our stories and everything like that. And it's not like we're gonna not gonna explain it in a sense that he wouldn't understand. What?
Where I'm having a hard time with this story.
Huh?
What?
Hmm?
I said I'm having a hard time with this story.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you sad because Alex isn't here?
No, I'm sad because you're telling this story.
Well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's not supposed to be a happy story because I'm mad at Alex.
Damn.
So, Alex, you're a punk bitch. Everybody tweet Alex. Call him punk bitch.
Do it. Do it. Tell him to suck my dick.
Is that at Hey Bunches, I think? Sure,
more
let's
like
go with that.
At hey, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, make up a bunch of hashtags for him.
You a bitch. Remind him that if you ever had the opportunity to be at Sniper Goo's wedding, I know all of you would have been there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same concept as like none of the people that are listening have been to the
that's true.
Wedding or anything like that, and they're still listening.
sharing in my experience.
You guys don't have any personal stake in this.
What? Steak? Who's got steak?
Never mind.
I have steak in the fridge.
Wait, is Rasputin got a steak?
Yeah, it's poison.
Or is that punk bitch amnesia?
Amnesia.
Huh? I see that punk bitch amnesia.
Hey, remind me to kick that amnesia guy's ass. I always forget.
Hmm. Huh?
That joke was a few layers deep. Maybe you guys didn't follow.
One more time for me.
Remind me to kick that guy amnesia's ass, because I always forget. Huh? It was a little too highbrow.
I got it the second time and still wasn't funny.
All right, well, whatever. I'll make sure to hold in all of my super witty jokes for some comedy thing I'm gonna do.
Oh my god, thank god. Finally, Terry, we got our way.
What?
He's not gonna tell jokes.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
No. We love your jokes.
Does it cause you any physical discomfort at all, does it? Like a brain aneurysm.
You are so funny.
Ryan always laughs at my jokes.
Every time.
So, since you guys are here, and since... Oh, seriously? Ryan, is that you?
No, what the fuck was that?
That was my phone.
I was like yawning, and I was about to be like, what the fuck was that?
You're yawning, it just comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
This is my phone. Every time I get a text message, it goes, yeah.
What a queer.
My phone is very excited to get messages. So, Ryan, I'm sure you have a lot of stories to tell us of your
Got
trip
drunk.
To New York. Yeah, I think that pretty much sums up awesome. The entire thing.
And it sums up Tahoe, at least. We didn't really drink much in New York. We're not big drinkers.
No?
I mean, I can drink a lot, and I do in public settings. But when Sarah and I are together, we don't like to drink together. Kind of.
You guys are downers?
What?
You guys are downers?
No, you're totally bringing me down.
No. But anyway, New York was awesome. Our hotel was on Times Square.
Like, nice. Awesome.
It actually has a theater at the bottom of the marquee. But
let's roll back.
To the
and
wedding?
Actually, yeah. Let's start at the wedding.
All right.
And then we'll work our way through the weekend.
I got there Thursday. We found this nice little bar called McPee's.
Me
and my now in-laws, Sarah's mom and stepdad, went drinking at McPee's, where we spent every night, actually, that we were in Tahoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not
McPhee's.
No,
BT
Sarah
dubs.
Was incorrect.
Sarah was very incorrect about that. It was McPee's.
It's on the California side. If you ever go to Tahoe, it's ballin'.
It's a great place.
Yeah, I was throwing down double tequila sunrises with shots on the side, both all nights. But the
first night.
The first night, I got pretty drunk, and I was skipping down the streets of Tahoe before anybody else had got there. So that was just a little, you know, little fun moment for me and Sarah and her parents. But second night was fun, little bachelor-ish party. Remember that?
Ish.
Yeah, it ended good. It was good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was good. We ended up meeting up with Sarah and having more drinks at McPee's.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that really gross stripper at Mont Bleu.
Which
Mont
one?
Bleu.
The one that was like, just like when you walked in, she was just in that bar to the left. Like it wasn't like she was hidden anywhere. Like it wasn't like a special room. She was just out in the middle of everywhere.
Oh. Oh.
And I think it was...
she had a lot of heart.
Derek went and gave her a dollar.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that I remember that room because there was two of them.
Yeah, there was
and
one
it was
on
very
each side
awkward. Yeah. You just kind of walk around the corner and then they're just like they're there, and we went that entire time like not seeing anything.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was very Vegas.
Yeah, he went up there and went ew and like put it down.
Well, she's got to make something right.
I think he told me he's like if she's not feeling it, I'm not really feeling it either. But
it's a pity dollar.
Yeah, he didn't even put it on her. He like placed it on the bar.
He didn't even wait for her to turn around or anything. He did it when her back was turned to him. I don't even think she realized that the dollar was there for a while.
Oh, you're gross.
He looked her right in the butt. That's what he did.
You need this more than I do.
Buy some clothes here.
Had a cigar. That was tight.
That shop was very humid.
Yeah, well, it's a cigar shop.
Yeah.
No, well, the outside shouldn't have been that humid, I don't think.
The whole place was humid all week.
What do you know about cigars, huh?
Did you see that huge one in the window?
I didn't really spend a whole lot of time in there. I stayed outside until like 10
it was
10
on the
minutes.
Outside window.
I know, but we weren't looking at the window. We had our backs to it.
We were looking at that one guy that was just chilling there with his wine.
We were looking at the most interesting man in the world.
Really?
We were walking up that. There's like a ramp that goes up to that cigar shop.
Yeah.
And at the top of the ramp, there was two or three girls up on top of there, and they were dressed very nice. You know, they had very fancy clothes on. They were all done up, looking all pretty and drunk as fuck. And across the hallway, on the other side of the hallway, over the ramp, there was this old dude. Probably about 70, maybe, Terry?
I don't think it was 70.
He had a beard, bro. He was old. He was very old. He's either a very old man or maybe in the 50s who smoked a lot. So he was sitting there, leaned up against the wall, with one foot up against the wall, you know, looking all suave and stuff.
Just sitting there like...
And he had the biggest wine glass I've ever seen. And it was filled probably about, I don't know, a fifth of the way up or whatever. And he was just sitting there swirling it. And he was staring at these girls.
Were they creeped out? Did they even notice?
I don't think they noticed. They you know how girls are when they're with each other. They're kind of like... all on their own.
Yeah, no, that's it.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Especially when they've been drinking. It's just all about whatever's happening within a foot from them.
Unless you're Sarah, and then she just wants to be everybody's friend.
Giving other people nicknames.
Drives me crazy. She'll walk up to random people in the street and be like, you want to be my new friend? I'm like, Sarah. That is a homeless person.
Sarah, stop it.
Sarah, come here. Sarah.
Bat wife! And so he was just staring at these girls, right? Just dogging them.
He's taking it all in.
He was just—it was like he was savoring the moment. Exactly. He was just like swirling his wine glass, like looking at these girls. Very, very creepy.
That's awesome.
And then the girls leave.
Drifted away.
And then he just he walks away with such swagger. Like he was just like very slow and
jealous
methodical
much.
About like how he was walking and everything like that. As he looked around and he kept his back straight and. Just kind of looked back and forth still.
There's nothing you want to tell us about your feelings about this man?
Huh? No. God, no. It was just... It was so surreal. Then.
Sounds like it to me.
It was just so surreal because it was... it didn't seem like that person existed. Like, that character existed in the world.
Character.
And he does. It's like in Tahoe.
It's like this stupid sight I saw at a church today on our way home from Baalbek. Be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Like, what the fuck? How stupid is that?
Nah, that's really wise.
Why are they giving out words of wisdom?
Why are they giving out stupid little marquees? You charge for that.
So, anyway, continuing on. So that was tight. Wedding was good. I was almost late to the time I wanted to be there. Like, I wasn't almost late to the wedding, but... I was getting frustrated because everyone and their mom, including Dwight, was texting me to get directions to the wedding that day.
If you guys didn't choose such a difficult website name, you know, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. Or if you put the address on everything.
Well, we didn't want to because they were small.
You guys gave, like, five pamphlets and then a magnet. And none of them, except for one,
We gave a magnet and the invitation.
No, you gave it much more than that. I received them. I would know.
No, there was only one invitation. It just had lots of things.
We had every other piece of paper that you gave us in the hotel room, except for the one that had the thing on there. God. I actually eventually got it from Tyler because I knew you were going to be busy, and when I texted you, immediately after I texted you, I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
You didn't get my text?
I got it, but I got it way after I asked Tyler.
I had no cell phone service. Sarah had been calling me. She thought I had RAM.
I texted Tyler, and he was like, oh, yeah, no, it's right over here. I'm like, thank you, Tyler. And then, like, 2 minutes afterwards, I got it from you. And so it didn't matter at that point, but I didn't want to keep bothering you.
Yeah, that's cool. No, that's fine. I yelled at Sarah's mom because she was like, she called me, like, finally got a hold of me when I walked out of the barbershop, and we were running behind because it took forever to get my shave done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this lady, she did a great job, but it just took forever.
Old-fashioned shave.
Yeah, it was awesome. Like, the straight edge blade and everything was so great. It felt so good. But anyway, I was running out, and she calls me, and she's like, where are you? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, will you chill out? Like, I was so, like, angry that everyone was up my ass. Like, it was my wedding day, and I still have a 45 minutes to get to the place, and I still have an hour and 30 minutes before the wedding even starts. Like, chill. Right. I'm not late.
and you're the guy.
Yeah,
how long did it take you to get ready, actually, when you got there?
Wedding didn't even start till like, 3:30. I took a five-minute shower, and that includes soap, shampoo, conditioner, and lotion.
Glorious lotion.
Yep.
Yeah, we were running late.
You guys showed up later.
Four dudes sharing one bathroom takes a while, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I assumed that it was like a hard, like, 3 o'clock. Like, the ceremony starts at 3 because that's what
it
seemed.
Well, so did I.
Like, you know? And then when we got there, we had like 20 minutes to spare. And we're like,
I didn't see that coming.
Right. Huh. That, and I didn't expect there to be that many people. I mean, I know it's a wedding and all. It was just a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Yeah, because no one was there the night that we showed up. There wasn't that many people.
Right. It was just close family, and that was it.
Yeah, and that was kind of it started off as a family meeting, and then my grandpa was going to be like an hour, so I was like, you guys should just come. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that started, but.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I'm in the background of your video the entire time, burning up.
So yeah, those assholes took the shady spot.
Fucking old-ass people thinking they deserve the shade.
Dude, my foot was on fire.
Yeah, you were dying, I could tell. And you had to stay out there and be in the sun.
Because you were getting married.
Yeah. You had the shiniest shoes I've ever seen.
Yeah, they were pretty shiny. They were tuxedo shoes.
Yeah, and they did not look comfortable at all.
They were actually pretty comfortable. It was just in the sun. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. They were not comfortable in the sun, but they were pretty comfy shoes as a whole. But all right, let's continue. Let's get this done.
After that, the reception was what, 2 hours after that?
Yeah, the wedding. So, the wedding ended about probably 4. You think?
Probably
3:45.
Yeah,
it was a quick ceremony. Mm-hmm. The reception started at 5. That was pretty cool on the 12th floor. Hot in that room.
It wasn't so bad. I think you were drinking, weren't you?
Well, not too much, but you guys weren't dancing and running around greeting everybody.
Is also very true.
And you weren't the center of attention the entire time. So
no, we weren't. In fact, we were so little.
You know, we found out that we got to the source of that.
Did you?
Yeah. There were enough seats for all of you, but Sarah's brother decided to take 2 seats at his dad's family's table and 2 seats at his mom's family's table. So 4 seats.
Why did he need
and then 2 seats at another table. He took 6 seats for him and his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah. We didn't know that till later.
Why?
Because he had family at 3 different tables, and so he was just going back and forth. But it was cooler that they did that for you guys, because you wouldn't have been able to sit together anyway. Like, you guys came too late, so that was pretty cool.
Well, apparently Jason tried to save us seats or something, and then, I don't know, some lady came in, I don't know who it was, and he tried to save them for a while, but then, you know, we didn't show up, so they just took them.
Yeah, that was like Sarah's stepmom's family like came and just took over that table.
Right. Yeah. And so that's what happened. We were late cuz we they started to show new Storage Wars episodes.
Oh, of course.
And we that's wanted like, to watch
it's,
one.
It's tradition. When we go to hotels now, we have to watch Storage Wars.
It's very true, yeah. And it was like so weird that it happened because like Terry, you said something about watching Storage Wars, didn't you? Like before it even came on.
I was saying we have to watch it because
we have to watch Storage Wars, right? And so, and then out of nowhere, it came on like exactly at 5, yeah. And we were like, we have to watch this. And then like right after that, they're like, new episode of Storage Wars at 5:30. We're like, shit, should we go? Do we have to go to the reception?
Dicks.
So, like, no, we gotta go. So, we were late because we were watching Storage Wars. Like, all of us were ready to go out. We were just, like, watching it.
Sarah and I came in 15 minutes late, too.
And so when we got there, there was no tables for us to sit at. And then they graciously ran around and sped and everything, and they brought us...
They were really
square
good,
table. Yeah, they did it real quick too, and it was nice. And in the back of my head, I was like, "Man, this is good customer service. They take care of people in the weddings, you know."
They did. They did a really good job.
And they gave us the best chairs. You guys had all those shitty chairs with like the silk on it and the ribbon, and it was like all wood and pieces of terrible.
They were the same chairs. Well, they were just covered.
No, they weren't, because we did some tests.
Oh, did you?
Scientific tests, and ours were they were cushioned, and they were just fantastic, and your brother came over and then stole Greg's chair? I think, yeah, he stole Greg's chair, and then he brought over his chair from the parents' table, and he sat with us. He's like, these chairs are way better.
Yeah, my brother sat with you guys for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or often.
I like Sean.
Yeah, he's cool.
Good guy.
He did a really good job. I was proud of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't freak out too much about what I was doing, and he chilled pretty good. I was happy. I was glad he was able to hang out with us. I thought I was going to have to ditch him.
Yeah, no, he was good.
Yeah, he was cool.
I like Sean.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Do you remember when we were talking about the prison, and then we walked across the street? How many times you guys been to prison?
All right, so that was the second night, wasn't it? That was the night you got married.
Yeah, that was
the day you got married. Right.
No, that was wedding night because I was so exhausted. I went to your room and got my balls.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So
the second night for you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's roll
that
back to real quick. Everybody was so gracious about donating toward us getting to the wedding and everything like that. So much so that to the point where I paid for the hotel. Completely, or well, everybody did. So everybody who donated, thank you very much for helping us pay for the hotel and allowing everybody who stayed with me in the room to use their money on having a good time in Tahoe.
Open bar at my wedding, though.
Oh yeah, that was the only open bar, and Greg fucking took advantage of that shit.
Sure he did. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
So. I had some extra money around. I'm not a big drinker, so I didn't really go to the wedding with a lot of money because I just knew I wouldn't be drinking a whole lot. And so I spent some extra money on getting you a brand new headset because you have just an awful microphone. And a lot of people have seen the video already, but I bought you a pair of Triton AX720s.
I think so. That sounds right.
And
they're awesome.
The fantastic headset. One little problem, the mic buzzing, but we haven't had that problem yet.
No, not at all.
Yeah, in a long time. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, me too.
If anybody out there who has a pair of Tritons and you get like a weird buzzing from your mic being in, just randomly, it'll only last for like a second or two. If you guys have fixed that or know anything about it, tweet me or Ryan. Let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
On how to fix that because it's weird.
Tweet us like little birds, you know what I'm saying?
And so we got you a new headset, and that's why Ryan sounds a little different, if you guys have picked up on that.
Don't I sound beautiful?
You sound very...
You've always sounded beautiful to me, Ryan.
Don't you guys all want to bone me?
Yes.
I was talking about
the
You jumped right on
I do. I do, Ryan. I'm raising my hand.
Right here, this guy.
This guy.
All right. Let's finish this wedding
but
stuff.
But then I brought him a bottle of balls, which is an energy drink called BAWLS.
So
that
good.
We used to have a lot of when we used to have Halo parties.
A lot is an understatement, sir.
I'm
a dangerous amount of.
A dangerous amount of balls.
We had dangerous amount of balls in our mouth through, all through high school.
All through high school. It was unhealthy.
Yeah, pretty bad, but delicious.
Yep, so I brought him some, and then we went back to the hotel so I can give him that. And then as me and Ryan were walking back, we were talking about how our hotel
room. And Terry.
Room,
I was there.
You were there?
Terry Hi. Was Terry sat there the whole time.
Hi.
Damn.
Man, I feel really shitty because I don't remember you being there.
Ryan.
Wow, Terry.
I get it. Okay.
Oh,
it's clicking.
Now
he's
God,
there.
It just came to me. Oh, man. Oh,
no. Guys, it was dark out.
So we were walking out of their room and they stayed at the Embassy Suites. And every Embassy Suites I've ever been to has these giant spotlights inside
huge,
the building.
Huge spotlights.
Like, and so we started like discussing what if it was actually like a place that was staged to become a prison.
Yeah, because they also all set up. All the floors had like bars on the edges.
But they were like half
cell blocks.
Dude, the place I stayed at, and we're jumping ahead a little bit, but the Marriott in New York had the bars went all the way up, but they were like a cool design. But they, you know, it was also 49 stories, so
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure they want people jumping. But anyway, yeah. So we were like talking about like what if the windows went up? Oh, and the window or not the windows, the bars, and then the windows are metal like reinforced.
Yeah, they have reinforcement inside of the windows, so people can't just break them.
Man, we gotta get out of these suites, man.
Lockdown.
And we were talking. And this discussion lasted all the way up until we got back to the bar.
We walked all the way back to the bar,
and after that, quite a bit too.
Yeah, but we were talking about too how they don't call the prisoners; they call them guests. Yes. They're guests at the Embassy Suites, and we gave a new term of the hole that you know most prisons have a place called the hole, which is basically just a very small room that's isolated from light, sound, everything, and it's just a deprivation chamber, basically. They put you in there for 90 days and whatever. We called the hole the suites, right?
Yep.
We're upgrading your room to the suites.
Oh, God, no! Oh, God, no!
And then you never see him again.
There, man. I'm not going in there.
Did we decide you had video games, but it was like the pocket version of Minecraft?
Yeah, the cell phone version of Minecraft. And
that
was
your only video game. It's torture.
You go in there, you're like, oh, they have Minecraft. Wait, no.
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 Pocket edition. No.
This can't be.
Sick sons of bitches.
Oh, man. And then we were walking back and we were discussing it. We were actually walking through an intersection talking about
prison,
Embassy Suites. Not never ever using the word prison or anything like that, talking as if we were guests at the Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
And some random drunk dude with a beer in each hand.
He had two red stripes.
Yeah, two red stripes.
He was going for it.
Yeah, he was just, and everybody else there was pretty hammered too. How many times you guys been to prison? Was it you, Terry, or was it me that said, oh, I just got out?
No.
We just got out, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All of us are kind of like, we just got out.
And then we saw, what was it, a Lamborghini or a Ferrari? Like, right after that? It was, like, driving by us?
Lambo.
Yeah.
The Ferrari was at the car show.
Ah, yeah, you're right. And that was weird. Cool car.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
By himself. Leisure. So yeah, it was great, and it was nice seeing Tyler again too.
Yeah, that was cool.
I haven't seen Tyler in a long time. And then I got to meet his lovely fiance, Katrina.
Yes.
Which I haven't met up until then, and she's very pretty. I told Tyler that he lucked out. I said, "You, I don't know how you did it. You got some drugs or whatever." And he goes, "I have no."
Blink twice if he's threatening you.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, we were talking to her like he was like keeping her hostage or something. So just blink twice if she's hurting you, or he's hurting you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, so it was all a great time.
It was very, very fun. And then we decided that we need to, sometime in the future, all plan a trip to Vegas. Just, you know, Team Mongoose group.
Grope? Yeah, big old Team Mongoose group. It's been a long time since we had one of those.
I don't want to have any more of those. I left those times in high school. Part of me assumed that you would revert back to your high school state, like just
start picking on everyone and being an asshole.
You got me once.
Did I? Did I just slap you?
No, I think you grabbed my ass or something when I was walking.
I stuck up behind Sean. He was watching football, and I stuck my pen up his butt. I was like, "Hello."
Boop, boop, boop. Hey, Sean. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Surprise! Oh, we should tell everyone we were at the Hard Rock Cafe. We were all meeting for the first time. Well, not me, Terry, and Dwight, but like I was meeting Baguetta for the first time and Derek for the first time.
Who is Greg? Actually, Greg. We haven't explained that at all.
I know. I was kind of hoping we wouldn't. But.
Well, I mean, we should just do it.
Okay, all
Greg, right. So a.k.a. Timer Effects.
When Greg or Timer introduced himself to Sarah, she swears still that he said his name was Greg. And that he gave her false information.
She swears that he said his name was Derek, and he didn't even tell her his name. He didn't even like introduce himself, and she just said, "Just start calling him Derek." And that for some reason.
So why I had to like when I'm telling a story, I'm like Greg, and she's like, "Who am I, Derek?" Oh yeah,
oh yeah, Derek.
I love Derek.
And
we were all introducing ourselves at the Hard Rock, and they were actually talking to my older brother Sean, who is I don't know if he's probably been in a couple squads.
Yeah, probably.
I am the one fish. It's his screen name, and they all started exchanging screen names and realized who each other was.
Yeah, Sean thought I was a redheaded little kid.
Did he?
Yeah, he said I thought you were a redhead. And I'm like, what? Because he called me a ginger. He says, I thought you were a ginger. And I'm like, oh.
Maybe he confused you with Sam.
Maybe, because I've met Sean before. I've met him a few times.
So has Sam. Like, you guys have all been in my house while Sean was there. I bet he confused you with Sam.
Probably. So, yeah.
That was kind of funny. But we're pretty much done with Tahoe. We heard that there was traffic. Did you guys get stuck in some bullshit traffic?
On the way out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We heard that on the way out, that there was some bullshit traffic, so we bounced. Like, we were going to be there till like 2:30 and go catch our flight down in Sacramento, and then one of Sarah's cousins texted her and was like, there's terrible traffic.
Well, you guys also thought you had late checkout too, right?
Yeah, and then it turned out they wanted to charge us like for another night. And we're like,
That was our deal too, was that I couldn't get late checkout beforehand because I would have had to pay like an extra $50 to check out at 4 instead of noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Greg fucking swore up and down that, you know, he's never heard that. He's never heard that in any hotel that they charge you for late checkout or whatever, you know, goes, just ask him and then they'll do it for you. And I asked him the night before on our way back because I figured there's no way in fuck Greg and Baguette are going to be up because they were dragged back out like even later at like 1:30 in the morning or something like that. And because he met his friend there or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and Baguette apparently knew him as well, and so the guys dragged Baguette out there too. Baguette did not look like he wanted to go out, but Baguette being who he is, he's just like, okay. All right. So Baguette, I'm sorry about that. And I went to the desk. I was like, hey, can I get late checkout? And they're like, no.
No.
And,
we are booked solid.
You think you have a choice when you could leave the suites?
Yeah. They
maybe on good behavior, son. Go on back to your room.
And they said, nope. We're booked solid. Absolute every fucking single room booked solid. Can't do it.
There was some concert the next day.
Norah Jones.
Yeah, but still, it's a concert in Tahoe. Everybody's going to go, like, hey, so, Norah Jones is in Tahoe. I don't really like Norah Jones. Norah Jones is in Tahoe. No, I go see Norah Jones in Tahoe.
And I just, it was very hard for me to believe that. And, but whatever. So that all happened. And so I told Greg, you know, I texted him on our way back up. I was like, hey, I can't get late checkout. So be ready and up and going before noon because we got to leave.
Yep.
Luckily we were. which is a good thing. And then I basically slept the entire way home. Or tried to, at least. It's very hard to get a comfortable...
I haven't told you guys about my flight.
No, you haven't. What's up with your flight?
Oh, my God. So, I'm a really, like, when I travel... When I drive, I don't really give a shit, but when I fly, I like to be at the airport 2 hours early. Minimum.
As is suggested.
But, no, I'm talking, like, even, like, the Albuquerque airport, which I've never seen more than four people in security. Like, I still... I don't care. Like, I don't care. I have enough stuff prepared to be there for 2 hours early. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we're running pretty late with this traffic, and then we have to still return Jim's tux, or my father-in-law's tux, in Sacramento, past the airport. So I'm kind of having a little panic attack, but I'm trying not to say anything because it drives them crazy how like anal I am about being at the airport, and they all know it.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally get there. We have this woman at TSA who's just like obviously taking her time because she's on a power trip, that she knows that no one can complain and no one can like throw a fit because it's TSA. And she's literally like grabbing boarding passes and going, this lady had a baby on her back. Oh, where's Daniel? Who's Daniel? Oh, hey, Daniel. Like, it's like, lady, I got a flight to catch. Like, are you stupid or something?
Right.
Like, we got there and the line had like seven people in it, and the other line was full. So we chose that one. Like, oh, it's the shorter line. Sarah's parents, we were waiting for Jim to return the rental car and take a shuttle back to the terminal, and they beat us through security in the other line that was longer. I was freaking out. But anyway, our flight was delayed, thank God. and then we got word that our flight in Long Beach, which is, if anyone has ever been to the Long Beach airport, I posted pictures about it on Twitter. It looks like the beginning of a zombie movie where everyone's in like one spot and somebody gets bit, and that whole thing. And then like later in that movie, somebody goes back there and it's just a bunch of like dead bodies and shit. It looked like that. Like, they looked like their chairs in that airport, like looked like chairs in an airport when we were probably like four. Like some airport we were just laughing about, some airport in Mexico was probably remodeling and was like, you guys want these chairs? It's like the old DMV chairs that are like all stuck together. It was terrible and not comfortable. They were hard as rocks. They had free Wi-Fi.
What is it about TSA agents that are just the worst people in the world?
They're on a power trip.
Everybody
hates TSA.
They're these ghetto-ass
people that are on power trips.
But why do they hire people that are awful?
I don't know.
Why is it that
they hire people with security experience?
Because good people wouldn't be TSA officers.
I applied for TSA.
You
when
know
I
what, Terry? I think you're on
and
something.
That's why you didn't get the job, Ryan.
That's true. It's very true. But, so we finally get to Long Beach, and there's a four-hour layover. Our flight was supposed to leave at 10, or no. Yeah, I was supposed to leave at 9:30, and it ended up leaving at 12:30.
Yeah.
Meaning we didn't get into New York until 8:30.
Math is hard.
Well, the time zones.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're sitting there. There was a bar. Everything was portables. Did I say that?
No, you did tell me that, but not you didn't.
Yeah,
tell
no, everything was portables, like we had in high school, like portables. Even the little cafeteria, snack area, and like little bar. Like a little bar was there with a bartender and everything down by the terminal. And then you could go outside of security into like the main part and go to this like real bar and restaurant and everything. It was actually really nice in a real building and everything. Wow. Mm-hmm. Go figure. And we went there. They're like, well, what time do you guys close? 9. What? The bartender felt sorry for us and stayed open until 9:30. We went downstairs and that bar stayed open until 10, and then that was it. And we had 2.5 hours to do something. It was just miserable. We all were, every single one of us, except for me and my father-in-law, were like angry at each other.
Really?
Yeah. Like Sarah and I were angry. I was angry that I was spending the end of my birthday at this stupid airport. And then we left and we were flying on JetBlue, which is actually a really nice airline. They have TVs with 32 channels of DirecTV back there, and they gave us all the like premium movies for free because of the delay. So I watched like The Avengers.
Awesome.
Yeah, you know, that was pretty cool. But I'm usually really good about sleeping on planes. Like, I love to sleep on a plane. I'm usually asleep before takeoff.
Who doesn't?
I love it.
It's the best fucking thing to do.
I love it. I love the feeling.
It's teleportation.
I love the feeling of the engines going. I don't know about that. I love it. I just love the feeling of being on a plane. Like, I
hate being isolated in a single place for hours, knowing I have to be there. I got a very interesting story about the DMV that I want to talk about later. But
okay. DMV, bitch.
Right.
I spent 4 hours at the DMV just to get my license renewed.
Continue.
So anyway, first of all, before I get on the plane, in Long Beach Airport, there are no airwalks or whatever they call them. You walk straight onto the tarmac up a staircase and into the plane.
Yeah, I had to do that here at the Stockton Metropolitan Airport to go to
this
Vegas.
This is like an international air. Well, not international, but like they flew to New York, like not to Vegas.
That's true. They didn't fly an hour.
Yeah, it's JetBlue, not what do they have there? Regency Airlines or whatever? Allegiant.
Allegiant. Yeah, Allegiant.
No, they had JetBlue, which is an airline stationed out of New York, you know?
JetBlue, big name.
So we get on there, and I was like, this is going to be a really comfortable flight. The seats are bigger. Miserable. I didn't sleep a wink for those 6 hours. That plane ride never ended. And I had bad gas for like the last hour and a half. But I
don't you, Ryan. It's better to explain your life and when you don't have gas.
Okay, well, they can listen to the first couple podcasts, okay, if they want to hear about my guests. But like it was like I don't like passing gas on an airplane. It's rude, I think.
Okay.
So my stomach was just hurting. So I was like, well, I'm gonna go take a crap. Whatever. Okay. This was probably, you know, the sun was almost coming up and I was like, I'm gonna go shit. And it didn't help. I couldn't poop. It was just miserable, just a miserable flight. We get to New York. So this is our day of travel, by the way. We started at 1:30 in Lake Tahoe and didn't end until 1:30 in New York.
Like 12 hours.
No. 1:30 p.m. and p.m.
Oh.
Luckily, there's a 3 hour, so it was 21 hours of travel.
Okay.
But still, stupid.
That's a lot.
So we fly into JFK. Then we have to get on this train that takes us to a station that takes us to a train.
Right.
And that will take us all the way out to Huntington Beach, where we need to switch trains to get out to
another train.
Port Jefferson. To Port Jefferson, which is where we would take a cab to their house.
New York is stupid.
But this is Long Island. Like, this is the island. We're not in the city anymore. We're on Long Island. So we get to this Huntington Beach. We're trying to figure out when the next train's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's in an hour.
Oh.
And we're there, and it smells like urine, and it's hot. And I'm like, Sarah, let's go find out how much a cab is. Let's go find out. And so we found out it's Jim went actually and found out it's $80 to take us all the way there. And Sarah and I were on a pretty limited budget for our trip, and we're like, we'll pay. Get us out of here right now. Like, right now, we need to leave this place. And we took a cab all the way out. And her stepdad ended up paying for it, but still, like, it was ridiculous. So we took this cab, so we're squished in the three of us in the back seat, like, luggage and shit everywhere. In this like Lincoln town car type thing. But yeah, miserable. So we finally get there and I was like, I need to take a shower. And I took a shower and Sarah took a shower downstairs and I took one upstairs and we were both like shit and we were completely rejuvenated. Like not tired at all.
You both take a shit and you're good?
No, we took a shower and we were both good. And so we went down to the beach, which was really cool, being in the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's weird. Was it different? Did it smell bad?
It was actually like a lot of salty where we were anyway.
Yeah.
It was just all the Chinese food they dump in it.
A lot of dead crab, but it was beautiful. It was actually the sound. It's like a kind of like a bay. So it wasn't really deep and it wasn't really too crazy.
Mm.
But it comes right off the Atlantic, you know.
Right.
But yeah, and then we were like, when we were done at the beach, we were at the beach for about an hour, and then we were like, nope, time for bed. We took a nice long nap, had dinner, and then went to New York, which was just amazing. I saw the Book of Mormon. I strongly suggest if it travels around your town, anyone out there, go watch it. It's freaking hilarious. Mormon or not, it's stupid funny. Just so funny.
I had an opportunity to see it when it was in San Francisco.
You should have.
I didn't take it. I don't know. I expected the tickets to be really expensive.
Well, ours were $400 a pop, but
no one's counting though, right?
That was a birthday present, not a wedding present.
Yeah, Sarah told me about it actually.
I know. Yeah. She told everyone. I texted my brother like, "I'm gonna go see the Book of Mormon," and he's like, "Yeah, I know." I'm like, "Aw." She like ruined. Like, she didn't ruin the surprise for me like usual. She ruined the surprise for me to tell other people.
to be happy to tell everybody else. No, she it felt like she couldn't wait to tell me.
Yeah, I know. I knew. She was so excited. Like,
She was very excited
that I got
it. Do you think she'll totally like it? Like, no, I fucking love it.
Yeah, we did. And she was like, there was only a couple times, which is good because I was kind of worried that I knew Sarah wouldn't miss a lot because I kind of informed her about Mormons being one. You know, it's kind of hard, inevitable, but. Mm-hmm. There was one or two, maybe three times where I was laughing and about four other people were laughing and that was it. And I knew, like, oh, there's a Mormon. Like, It was funny, though. It was a good trip. And then I went jet skiing in the Sound on Friday. That was pretty weird. And then I came home.
Meh.
But my last thing I will say is, this is crazy. Are you ready for our traveling? Get a map out, Dwight. Of America. Everybody get Google. Get everybody pull out Google right now.
Oh, I'll
give you
a
couple seconds. I want you to Google USA map. What'd you say?
Maps.google.com.
Yeah, well, that's if you Google US map, that's the first search result. All right. Students, we went from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is... Right, New Mexico's in between Arizona and Texas, okay? Underneath Colorado.
New Mexico.
Flew for some dumbass reason, we don't know. Our original flight was supposed to go to Vegas and then to Sacramento. Nope. We flew, when we left, up to Seattle. So that's the top corner of the country right there.
Yep, top left.
Top left. And then we flew down to Sacramento, which is, you know, pretty central of the United States. We had our wedding, blah, 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 blah. And then we flew down to Long Beach, which is right by L.A.
Mm.
Got on a plane and flew all the way to the top right, because we were in the bottom left, to New York. I mean, there's more above it, but that's pretty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
New York City's pretty much the end of the world, because it's really weird to see a sign that says New York 50 miles west. What? I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Okay, so we were there. So we went all the way to the tip because we were on the end of Long Island, and then flew down to Tampa. So now we're at the bottom right.
Why?
That was our first stop on the... Well, then we flew over, which this one kind of upset me because if you look at it, really, to go from Tampa to New Mexico is pretty, you know, pretty cool, right? Like, not too bad. No, we flew to Denver, Colorado, and then took a flight that was... 45 minutes of electronic time, so it was actually an hour and 15 minutes of flight, but we can only use our electronics for 45 minutes down in Albuquerque. So we hit like every corner of the country, and we actually 1, 2, 3, 4 major bodies of water. We flew over the Pacific, the Gulf of California, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, and Lake Michigan on our way over there.
When did you go over the Gulf of California?
From Long Beach. They took us down. It was really weird. Because the guy even mentioned it. And I was like, really? Why did we cut over Mexico?
I think he said a detour.
Out of it. But he said we were flying over something in California. And I was like, there's water down there. It's got to be the Gulf. But something stupid like that. Because they did that too. Like when we flew out of Long Island. Like we flew off the island. Like when we left, we flew off MacArthur Airport, which is on the island. And we flew like... up and out into the Atlantic and around down into Florida. Sometimes they do stupid shit like that to avoid like cities.
Right, yeah. Probably to avoid other planes too.
Yeah, well I know like if you fly out of like New York and stuff, they'll like fly you around it. Like they won't fly through it. Like they don't like cutting through the city. They'll fly around it as much as they can. Which makes sense in New York.
Right.
I went to Ground Zero. I didn't take any pictures. I don't think that's the appropriate thing to do there, personally. I was actually quite upset with how many screaming children and disrespectful people there were smiling and taking pictures. But if you're ever in New York, you have to go there. It's just a really...
Leave your camera.
Well, I mean, you guys can do whatever, but... I just don't see smiling and, oh, look where we are. You know, I don't see the good behind that.
No.
It's like going to a grave site and being like, hey, look, it's dead grandpa.
Hi, grandpa.
But yeah, it was something else. It was really pretty, beautiful. And yeah, that's all I have to say. And I'm glad to be home. And I'm glad I have my first Friday off when I got home.
That's awesome. Yeah, you had a half day or something, didn't you?
I had a half
first day work.
I had a half day Monday, and then Sarah's grandpa's funeral is tomorrow, and so I have tomorrow off, and then I have Saturday off. So I have a 3-day weekend right after a vacation, and then it's Labor Day next week. So
guys couldn't have planned it any better.
I know, right? But yeah, done. You can go ahead and start doing whatever you guys want to do. If you have any questions,
all right, let's turn to the audience. And any questions, audience?
Any questions, please?
No. It looks like the audience is dead. All of them.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
We should do it.
I wanted to interrupt you before you even started your journey over the U.S. But me and Terry, you know what?
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about here. Feel free, Terry, to chime in since you've been kind of quiet. Do you want to tell the story?
No, I'm good. Go for it.
Okay, yeah, he's busy doing something.
I'll join him. This one.
You're drawing dicks or something right now.
Yeah, he got me.
Yeah, I know that tone. You're like, no, I'm good. You go ahead.
Just sitting there
like drawing butts and stuff. But like the end of Eagle Raptor's L.A. Noir video, where he's just sitting there drawing a butt, and he's like... Anyways, me and Terry and I, the correct grammatical saying there.
Very nice, very nice.
BB, Terry and I.
I was going to bed. I left you guys. I said, I'm taking off. I'm going to bed.
Fuck you
guys.
See
you guys later. Going into the hotel room, and Terry caught up with me a little while after that. He decided that he wasn't going to pay, $12 or something for pizza?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I refused to buy anything from those places because that was ridiculous.
It's dumb.
Which one were you going to? Straw Hat?
Straw Hat.
Yeah, we got Straw Hat, some of that old bullshit.
It was $9 or something, and it wasn't even that good from what I heard.
Yeah, Sarah and I...
No, apparently the pizza was good. Everything else was bad.
Pizza was bad when I got it. However, Tyler's old pizza was delicious. Weird.
I think that was because you were drunk as shit.
Well, I was still drunk as shit when I got to the hotel room.
there's a lot of little stories that we've missed throughout those nights.
Anyway,
if you just sorry, drinking, we'll sorry. Go back to.
Sorry, go on.
So Terry and I we'll start walking back to the hotel room. And everything in South Lake Tahoe is very close together, relatively speaking. Coming from a Vegas standpoint, it's very close together. It's like all in this like intersection.
Yeah, it's like down the street.
Yeah, yeah, it's like there's Harvey's on one corner, and then there was
Harris on the other, which is owned by Harris the same company.
And then on the other corner is our hotel, and then the other corner is like construction or something.
Yeah,
so
it's how they started like 20 years ago.
Right. So anyways, we were not that far away, so I was just walking across the street. Terry catches up, and we cross this little road to get into our little corner or whatever like that, and we see this drunk girl. Just common sight. It's not something.
We saw a drunk girl in the wild, you know.
Normal. I'm so excited for the story. I totally forgot.
Okay, you forgot. Okay, I was gonna say. I thought you were just laughing at the drunk girl. I was like, no Ryan. Remember Ryan's gonna get better. You know. So, anyways, I have to tell this story slow because I need you guys to grasp just how ridiculous
okay,
this is.
Let me describe it then. The streets, okay?
Okay.
There is Highway 50, which cuts right down the middle of Tahoe, north and south.
Yep.
And then there is State Line, which is, oh my God, literally the state line between California and Nevada.
Right. Which is right there.
Which is right there. They cut each other off.
It literally divides our hotel and then Harvey's, the two casinos. It's right there. We crossed it like 20 times.
I was staying in Nevada.
We were staying in California.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, go on. Okay. Now these people can understand what we're getting at. Pull out your maps.
All right, everybody. Pull out your maps. We'll give you a moment.
Gag it.
So We see this drunk girl, this wild drunk girl, right?
Classic blonde
cocktail dress, shoes. I'm pretty sure she took her
shoes. She had them in her hand, didn't she?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She had no shoes on. She was holding them in her hand. In her other hand, she had
heels
a beer.
Heels are tough.
Heels are tough to walk in when you're drunk. We all know this. Yeah. Okay, we understand her struggle. So, she is just... When we say, like, drunk, she was drunk. She was gone. Obliterated, actually, is a better word to say. Obliterated is a great word, actually.
Destroyed.
She was... Her hair was all in a mess. Her makeup was messed up. She was holding her heels in one hand and just pounding a Bud Light Lime with the other. And she does that thing where drunk people do when they're pounding a drink. They put their whole body into it, so they're like, holding it above their head, and she like lifts it up, and she makes sure she gets every drop. And then she does like this kind of like realization where she kind of like goes forward. She's like, whoa. Kind of catches her balance again. She sees us, and then she goes towards this, like, there's every hotel or whatever, they'll have like a little sign out in the front that'll tell you, hey, you know, parking this way.
Nice big lit up sign.
Lit up sign.
Embassy, suites, whatever.
It's very nice, and the sign was rounded on the top. It was a nice rounded top. It wasn't flat.
Not
it was
a flat
round.
Top sign.
It was round. And so she sees this, and she thinks, that's a great place to put my beer right now.
I can't take
this with me. This is empty. I'm done with this. So she stumbles over. She's still like 4 or 5 feet away from this sign. But in her mind, she's right next to it.
Yeah.
So she reaches forward.
She's like crouching.
Yeah.
She's leaning forward. Like she's reaching over a cliff edge. She's like...
Yeah. Like, her life depends on the fact that she can't move her feet where they currently are. She can't move forward. So she's leaned all the way forward, arms stretched out, and she just thumps this bottle right on top of this sign, and she's holding it. And she kind of assesses the situation. She's like, this isn't going to... Okay, hey, no, nope, okay. Three inches to the... No, okay, that's too much. A little bit to the left.
She's trying to find that sweet spot.
Obviously, you can't put something on top of a round surface because it'll just slide off. She didn't want it to slide off. She was looking out
about that.
Because she didn't want broken glass everywhere.
Yeah.
She's taking her time, like, trying to put this beer bottle on there, and she's just fucking it up. She's just like, all the way to the left, all the way to the right, all the way to the left. And so I go up to him, like, I'll take it, dear. So I grab the beer bottle from her, and I'm like, I'll throw it away, okay? And she looks at me, and she smiles with the biggest smile. She goes, tonight...
I'm so excited.
She's so dry. She's... Tonight's the night I'm turning around. And I'm like, oh yeah. She goes, I'm going to California. I'm gonna start over. This is a new beginning. I'm like, whoa. She's all happy for her, right? And she just
You go, girl.
She stumbles just awfully. Stumbles into the back of this cab with her friends. And that's all we saw of her. That's it.
Going to California.
She goes, I'm going to California!
She's going to make it right.
She's going to make it right. That's what she said. She goes, I'm going to make it right! I'm turning around!
Keep in mind, kids, remember... California's just a block away.
She was in California, though.
She was already there.
She was on the California side. And the cab was turned towards Nevada. So, I don't know if she's taking a cab all the way, like, deeper into California or what. But it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Driver, take me to California! Drives forward, like, 2 feet.
So I threw the beer away, and me and Terry just couldn't get enough of that. We were like, did that really just happen?
I'm gonna turn it around.
I'm gonna turn around.
She's getting her life together
She's getting her life together. Yeah, right after this Bud Light Lime, I'm gonna turn my life around. so drunk, and it was fantastic. I wish I would have bought like a flip or something before going to here, but now I know I can't take my stuff out with a bunch of drunk people, especially with girls like that who are just out there.
She's probably an actress now.
She's probably an actress.
Looks like we made it.
Yeah, she's acting with the guy named Penis.
Wow, that was really blunt.
You weren't there, Ryan. You didn't see her. She wasn't going anywhere. Just
generic blonde drunk girl.
It was so funny.
It's like watching TV, except right before my eyes.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Except I could smell the beer on
it. Yeah.
I've been trying to find the map on Google Earth of our... there it is! Jesus Christ, I found it!
It was fantastic, and I wish her the best. I hope that she's doing fantastic. I know she's listening.
She's out there, and she's listening.
I threw away the bottle, dear. Everything's fine.
It looks good. Like we made it.
So that was really, really, really funny.
If you're out there, let us know you're safe. Let us know you made it.
Yep.
Don't forget about us.
Another thing is, whenever you go to these places with casinos and stuff like that, whether Vegas, Reno, or Tahoe, and you mix just alcohol at every other corner, you're going to have a bunch of people, especially in Tahoe, there's a lot of people getting married, and there'll be just groups of people, you know, a lot of, like, you'll see the typical groups of dudes. We were kind of that group, but we weren't, like, the typical group.
We weren't
the one getting in people's faces screaming, like, woo!
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Do you know how many times you've been present?
Best thing to do, which is, honestly, it's something I did in Vegas with Jose as well. Anytime you ever see a group of people just go like, woo, join in. If you're across the street, down the block, join in. Every other single person will join in too. You'll just see people turn around like, woo,
yeah, all right.
We did it a couple times.
Yeah.
Do it every single time it happens.
No, I mean, like, we started one a couple times.
Yeah, we did.
Joined in on one. Guys were going down the street. They had passed
That's
us.
That's
the
one I was talking about.
Yeah, I remember they wanted to go buy. They wanted to go buy alcohol and kill a bottle with us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, those guys. They were.
Sean just wanted to beat his ass. Like I knew, I could see it in his eyes that Sean just wanted to beat that guy's ass more than anything in the world. Just wanted to for no reason, just because he didn't like him. Just wanted to beat his ass.
Oh, they were hitting on those two girls that were with us. I don't know who they were. It was Sarah's entourage. Cousin? Are they both cousins?
Yeah, they're both. They're actually sisters. The two.
Oh, okay. Well, then those two girls, they were hitting on them, and
one
of them was gonna wait. So then they'll come back with a bottle. Right. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not waiting here.
I got a bottle of Jaeger and come back real quick.
Well, there was a CVS right there that sold liquor.
Yeah.
A little hole in the wall CVS.
Yeah, that was weird, right? That CVS.
Yeah.
Oh, CVS is everywhere in those places, man, because me and Jose went to a CVS in Vegas all the time.
Yeah, they're
smart.
It was
just as awkward. Yeah, they are smart. CVS.
There was a Walgreens on every corner in New York. Or a place partnered with Walgreens.
Did Walgreens start in New York?
No, Walgreens started in Chicago.
Oh.
I've seen his house.
I knew a guy
who designed his fireplace.
Mr.
Walgreens' fireplace.
Oh.
There's also a road there called Chevy Chase Road.
That's cool.
Why?
Does he live
there? I never got a story. No, it was in a different part of the state, but still, like, Chevy Chase Road, and it was like Chevy Chase private community or something like that too. But he doesn't even live there. Like, I'm sure he doesn't have money to live there.
They just love him.
Good joke, Ryan. Very topical. Half of our audience is like, "Who the fuck is Chevy Chase?"
So sad.
You got to remember, most of our audience is what, like 15?
Hey, they could watch Community.
True, but do you think that they would know that's Chevy Chase and not just some old dude?
Yes.
I've never watched Community, so.
It's a good show.
No, I'm not saying
you watch it for Abed and
I'm just saying, like, I just have so many shows on my plate right now, and it's new season time. I'm not about to start. Luther's only like what, 10 episodes? That's fine.
Yeah, but they're long. Just
you guys made me miss the season finale of Suits, and I will never forgive you for that.
Suits?
Yeah, you will.
You mean the TNT spinoff of that other show that was just like it, like a couple years ago?
No, it's not on TNT.
It was called Close.
Which one's it on?
It's on USA.
Oh, what? That's what I mean. No, that's what I mean. It was a spin-off. It was a rip-off of a TV show that was on TNN or TNT.
Yeah.
What show?
About, I don't know. It was about two lawyers who were like bros and
no, shit. It's nothing like that garbage show.
That's how they advertise it the entire time.
I know that's how they advertise it. The show is not like that at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault. That's my fault. It being misinformed because USA doesn't know how to advertise their show. USA's shows are usually okay, but they're really bad at advertising them.
Like, who watches USA shows?
I know.
What's a USA show?
Burn Notice.
Who watches Burn Notice?
No one watches that.
How is Burn Notice still around?
It's done. It's done.
Is it?
Okay. Pretty sure it's done.
No, Alex's brother watches Burn Notice.
Apparently, it was really popular with some people somewhere.
It just becomes so predictable. It's like MacGyver, dude. It's like a new MacGyver. Like, it's just so, and he just does shit, and you're just like, no. Okay. And then he has like a secret plan behind his plan. It's like, why didn't you tell anybody that, you asshole?
Because it wouldn't have been a secret.
The only thing worth it right now on USA is Suits and White Collar.
You know, and that's another show that I've just been like, they advertise it so bad. But that's how I felt about The Killing on AMC, but that show, too bad it got canceled, but that show was off the hook. Watch it. Two seasons. Doesn't leave you with, like, feeling disappointed. Watch the two seasons. They're great.
Was it?
The Killing.
The Killing?
It's what made us want to move to Seattle.
Really?
Well, just
you want to go to Seattle because you saw a show called The Killing.
Or The Killing?
Well, it just makes the city look so pretty, so we started researching it more and more.
Oh, that's pretty.
Oh, those people are dying.
It's always raining. Well, they don't. It's not like that. It's like basically two seasons of one Law and Order episode, but no law. Just order.
Dun, dun, dun,
just a cop.
Dun.
Like them trying to figure out who done it.
Who did it, Ryan?
Who cut your hair, huh? Who did it? Oh, there it is.
There's the buzzing right there. There it is. It's all squishy.
Oh, man.
This one's last.
It's my fault. It's my fault. Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys know how to fix that, let us know.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Now you're good.
Okay.
So what else is on the docket, guys? Is there anything to talk about from the weekend?
I have some things to talk about.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's Halo news, isn't it?
Come on, dude. Don't be like that.
Is it Halo news?
Why would I do that? If you could actually, at this point in the podcast, when I say, I got something to talk about, if you could play the first song right here, then that link. Oh, I just linked it to the entire group. Shit.
Now they know you're online, Ryan. Okay, what is this?
Nice.
Okay.
There, now they'll never know.
You're so sly, Ryan. You're so sly. Good night. Okay, you want me to play this song? Okay, let's just start over. All right, go.
I have something to talk about.
Really, Ryan?
Yes.
They continue.
They released some samples of the Halo 4 soundtrack, and it actually comes out on October some bullshit, which is weird, releasing the soundtrack before the game. I don't think I've seen that before.
Tron did it.
With Halo. And they announced the achievement.
Really?
For one of my favorites, my two favorites, as a matter of fact, are Bropocalypse, which is complete any campaign mission on cooperative, on heroic or harder, and Bromageddon, which is defeated on heroic, beat the campaign on heroic or harder.
That's awesome.
I know. I thought they were so cool.
So we're obviously going to be doing a Let's Play of this, yes?
I would say even a live stream.
Live stream it?
Yeah, I don't know which. I it's gonna be hard to find the four because I know Tyler's gonna want to play. Sean and I are definitely gonna play together, the three of us. So I want, you know, I don't know who to get.
Well, the three of us and Tyler.
What about Terry and?
That Terry is part of the three of us.
I want my brother to play over Sean or Tyler.
I probably won't get it right away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you,
you guys already screwed me over the Halo anniversary thing. Everyone's all like, yeah, we're going to get anniversary. So I reserved it. And I was like, all right, I got to get anniversary. And then it ended up only being Ryan and Tyler getting it. And the only reason
Alex
got it.
I didn't even reserve that game.
He had it on reserve. That's right. Well, I got it. I didn't lie to you. But you know I was going to get it. Like, come on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't have cared. It's just I can't, like, I get in trouble if I reserve shit and don't pick it up.
Because you work there?
Yeah.
Go reserve it at a different one.
That was
Oh, hey.
Reserve it on Amazon.
There you go.
That's why I'm gonna go through the Microsoft like merchant.
Oh yeah, you guys got a fancy way of doing it.
Yeah, I get it for like $25 if I do it that way.
That's tight. So, pretty excited about that. I'm probably gonna be able to do most of these, at least the campaign ones, pretty easily myself. I mean, obviously the co-op ones, we'll have to figure out. We'll have to iron out the details. I mean, if Terry's not getting it, I doubt Alex.
I'm gonna get it.
I mean, I told my brother he's going to get it. You know, he's on Eastern time, but I told him he can't play the campaign without us.
No, Sean.
Sorry. Right.
He'll be 3 hours ahead of you. I can't play without you guys either. I'm going to have a whole half. Well, I'm going to, honestly, what I'm going to do.
You're going to be a multiplayer.
Yeah, well, no, I just told him he couldn't play the campaign without us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get my new Xbox that night, too. So what I'm going to be doing is setting that shit up. So until you guys get it. But. Pretty fucking stoked about that.
Yeah, I've always really liked the campaign in Halo games.
Yeah, me too.
The multiplayer is fun and all. I've played a shit ton of multiplayer. It's just it's never been something that I've ever lingered for.
You know, I'm having a really hard time. Like I've said it before, Reach is a really good game, but not my favorite Halo by any means. Mm-hmm. And Sean's been trying me. He wanted me to play tonight, and I told him I would like 2 days ago, and I just didn't even text him. I feel really bad. I feel like an asshole, but I don't want to play it. Like now that Halo 4 is like right there, mm-hmm. like real like Halo game that the storyline's not all fucked up. I'm excited about it.
I mean,
they can't fuck up the story because they're just gonna make it up. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Reach had a lot of continuity errors compared to the rest of the universe that I really got frustrated with while playing.
Well, it's because there was a book already out for it, wasn't there?
A book that came out with Halo 1.
Right. So, like, people knew of the story of Reach forever. I mean,
if you read the books, not a lot of people did.
Yeah, I'm actually having a kind of a hard time getting through, was it Crypterium?
Yeah, that one's a lot of information.
It's you know, you're following around that one guy who's with humans, and they're treating humans like they're, like...
shit?
I don't know. Yeah, well, yeah, they're shit, you know,
because we got...
Yeah, they're stupid, you know, they're very primitive people, you know, and I'm following around this Spartan guy, and it's just, like, they keep using weird words, and I'm like, is it really necessary to use all of these words, like, over and over and over? And stuff like that, and all he's doing is bitching about how he doesn't have a suit, and he doesn't like not having a suit.
Yeah,
because they made him take it off because they were going on like this journey or whatever, and you can't bring a suit to. Blah, 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 blah.
I guess that guy's known like, though okay. for like his Star Wars books, like being really in depth.
Yeah, and so I don't know. Like whenever I get some extra time, I kind of sit and kind of read it. Like I read a little bit today at the DMV, which I want to talk about still. It's an awful story, but there's a few good parts in it.
All right, before we start that, I'm going to tell a funny story about New Mexico.
That is a better story to start with.
It involves the motor vehicle department.
Oh. Yeah, so, for those of you who don't live in the United States, the DMV is the Department of Motor Vehicles. Basically, we have to go there to register our vehicles, renew our licenses.
And to get fucked in the ass.
Get fucked in the ass. Just for, you got 2 hours, go to the DMV. You got six hours to go to the DMV.
You got 2 hours to be somewhere, and you're like, that's plenty of time to go to the DMV. Go to the DMV, and you're still going to be late.
By 2 hours.
So when I first moved here, I sold insurance. I don't know if everyone knew that on the podcast. I was an insurance agent. Mm-hmm. And the customer called me, and I don't want to say people in New Mexico are dumb, but...
But they're dumb.
Sometimes they can be... They just
people
don't.
Just it's not just New Mexico. Everybody.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people just stay here. Like it's not like I'm like, you know, I've been a lot of places, so for me it's kind of weird to see something like this in one or two states that I've never seen before. So this lady called and was like trying to figure out her registration. She's like, "So I just need to go down to the MVD." I was like, "What?" "Yeah, just go down to the DMV and get that taken care of." She's like, "Okay. So the MVD just needs this piece of paper." I'm like, "What the fuck is the lady saying?" Yeah, the DMV just needs this piece of paper. In New Mexico, it's the MVD. I was wrong.
You dumb.
I'm dumb. I was like, dumbass. I thought this lady was just stupid. It's called the Motor Vehicle Department here. And
the Motor Vehicle Department.
Doesn't that just sound ugly?
It does. It just it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Doesn't. Like,
Department of Motor Vehicles.
And
strong. Strong name.
They can be privately owned.
No shit.
Yep. There's like
that sounds awesome, though.
Nope. Because they'll jack up. Like, if they're privately owned ones, the prices are ridiculous. And there's only, like, one in the city of just the regular MVD. And it's just balls to walls busy.
That's shitty.
Yeah. And if you're between the ages of 18 and 24 and you've never gotten your license in New Mexico or you have an out-of-state license and you're getting your New Mexico license for the first time, you must take something called None for the Road. And it's, remember 15 minutes or less?
No.
Or Red Asphalt that we watched.
Yep.
Like those kind of videos where, like, you know, this blah, 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 this happened. And they're talking about, like, the DUI problem in New Mexico, which is a huge problem.
Is it really?
Yeah, like, huge. It's a huge. They have the most DUI-related tickets and accidents per capita, and I think they're really high with just totals. They have it highest per capita, and they're like in the top five with just totals, like without per capita, just total numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you why off the podcast.
People drunk.
Certain people don't hold their liquor. So
you're responsible for all these numbers, Ryan?
I hold my liquor quite well, sir. I'm Batman.
You do. I'm very, very surprised.
We were watching this video the other day, or yesterday, and just kind of like laughing about it. Because did you know that in New Mexico, it's not a felony to have a DUI until your fourth one? Isn't that... And they wonder why they have the problem. It's all about money. You have to take this thing that's called None for the Road, and it's $25 to get your license. And then you have to go pay to get your license. It's like class. It's just all about money. Your first DUI, all they do is give you an interlock license, and you have to blow into the thing to drive. And I don't even know what... And then they give you a fine for each of the other two. And then the fourth one's finally a felony. There's people here that have 7 or 8 DUIs on their record, and that still drive a car.
That's what? Ridiculous.
Cool. What?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Cool.
That is America.
It's ridiculous. These people should just either have to take a bus or take him behind the chemical shed and shot. I don't know. Something.
There used to be a law in Texas, I believe. I heard this through the Rooster Teeth podcast where it was legal to have a beer in the car. Like, mm-hmm. You were supposed to, like, the thing, the lore was that you get your first beer on the way home. Type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So you can drink while driving. And it was just a stupid thing where it's like you have your first beer on the way home. And it was legal.
Yeah.
In Texas.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, here it was in 1998 there was an accident and so they shut down all the drive-through liquor stores.
Those are still in Texas.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, that's
I want to go to one. I don't even drink that much, but I want to go see one.
There's just a bunch of like shut down ones here. But yeah, wow. It's a huge problem. We were just like cracking up. But yeah, the MVD, how stupid is that? Motor
that is
Vehicle
stupid.
Department.
That is stupid.
I agree.
You should start a petition.
Join the rest of the country, assholes.
Yeah. Like, they might as well be on the metric system.
Please.
Anyways, my lovely story of the DMV today started at 6:30 in the morning, where my body involuntarily woke up for no reason.
Raisin. And I'm leaving for no reason.
And so I woke up and I was just like, I'm awake. It's just one of those things where you know when you're awake and you're awake. Like, you're not sleepy, you're just awake. And I was like, well, this is shitty. And I needed to fix my sleep schedule anyways, because I've been going to bed at like 4 a.m., which I did last night, and which really bothered me that I woke up at 6:30, and then waking up around like 11, moon, somewhere around there.
Moon?
And it's like, I need to fix my sleep schedule because I got to be up early on Saturday. And so took it upon myself, you know what, I got to go get my registration anyways. And this year, I've had to do my registration twice since owning my car, and I've always been late on it by a month or more the second time. Just going to leave that time frame open more. And so I may have been closer to re-registering my car again that time. Anyways, and so this year I was like, all right, I'm going to save up money, put money aside from the Tahoe trip. That's why I was kind of worried about it and everything like that. Make sure I have money to pay my registration. But I didn't want to pay for it before I went to Tahoe because I wanted to make sure if anything happens in Tahoe, I have extra money around just in case for emergencies, you know? And so I didn't pay for it. Get home on the 14th, check my thing. It was due on the 14th.
Of course.
Yeah, so I'm already late. And so they charge like an extra $30 for being fucking late. And so I just said, whatever, I got the 14th through the 24th to do it. Whatever. Wait until the 23rd to get it done.
Oh, my God. Well,
today, you know. And so I get up today, and I go go to the DMV to get it done. I get there at 8:30 a.m. There was two people ahead of me. It was fine. It's the Manteca DMV. If you get there early, no one's there. It's like at 10 a.m. is when it gets super busy.
Unless they have appointments.
Unless they have appointments, right. So, went there, and finding parking in DMVs is always just awful. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And when I pulled up there, there was a parking spot open in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, awesome. You know, so I pull up to it. And then I realized that the car next to it, the car that's, you know, parked next to that parking spot, was halfway crooked into that lane.
Wait. Like, may I interject?
Yeah.
Somebody parked bad at the DMV?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right. Go on.
Yes. Right. It gets a little bit better, too.
Oh, okay.
So I stop and I'm looking at the parking spot and I'm like, I don't want to risk that. I could probably make it. I drive a small car. I drive a Volkswagen GTI and I'm very happy with it. It's a small car. It's easy to park. And, this was like a sedan and I noticed that the lady was still in her car. Windows down and everything like that. I'm stopped and I'm looking and I spend probably about a minute or two there looking at the car and I look over to my left and there's a guy standing outside the DMV. He's just kind of, you know, wasting time outside. Waiting, I later found out he was waiting for his son to finish his test. And I look at him, I'm like, I can't make that, can I? And he goes, you can, but it's going to be bad. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I look back over, and I notice her windows are down and everything like that. And, like, she doesn't see me parked here, like, kind of waiting to kind of, you know, reassess her situation maybe inside the parking lot. And he was like, the guy that I was talking to, he's like, yeah, there's parking spots right in the back. And I'm like, okay, well, I just parked right around the corner and walk over. And then as I'm walking back, someone had taken that spot. And the person that took that spot drove a dually.
Oh, my God.
For those who don't know, a dually is a giant truck that has four tires in the back. And four. That's why they call it a dually. There's two tires on each side. And it's this Mexican woman who drives it. It didn't look like it was her truck because she was way too small to be driving it. She pulls into that spot, and I caught her when she was, like, walking out, like, getting out of her truck and walking over. And she, to get in between those cars, she, like, had to suck in her gut and, like, like, squeeze between these cars. And so she's
screaming.
All while this lady in her car, who parked wrong in the first place, is, like, staring. Your dogs are just very angry.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hold
on a second. She saw herself in the... Penelope! She sees herself in the dishwasher.
What was that? Someone save like that dog! She's drowning!
I don't
drowning.
Make it bad. Call the police.
And she's so, like, I laugh at that, and it's just like that truck sticks out like a full car's length out of that parking spot already. Like, that's not a spot where you park a dually, period. You drive a dually, you park on the street, you know. And no, she made it work. I don't know how she didn't kill anybody or run over any cars or whatever. Get inside, two people ahead of me, no big deal. Get in, I'm like, hey, I'm here to register or pay for my registration. She's like, okay. Gives me a number. It's B020. So, when I sit down, there's plenty of seats to sit down, so I sit down, and I look up at the thing, and for those of you who've been to the DMV, they know that there's monitors everywhere, and on these monitors show the ticket numbers at each window. And there's letters for everything. I don't know what the fuck the letters mean. I don't think anybody knows, honestly.
I don't think they
but
have a
purpose.
Yeah,
there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. I've only ever seen it go to J. So, and after each one of those, it just says three number of spots for it to, you know, go up. I'm sitting there. It's on, like, it goes one by one. So it's A10, A11, A12, and then randomly it'll switch between letters. And it's on A10 right now. I'm like, okay, that's not bad. I look at B, it's at B002, and I'm 20, B20. So I'm like, okay, well, I got 18 other Bs in front of me. Not the biggest deal, whatever. I'm just getting my registration. That's like in and out type of thing, you know? I'm sitting there waiting. Half hour goes by, and we're at B11. I'm like, sweet, not bad, 30 minutes, you know? We got, what was that, 8 other people already going through Bs? And then they forget about the Bs. And then it's almost 2 hours later, A's are in the 40s now. J came into the scene, is already on 8. H is there. I is there. C is on, like, mid-20s or whatever. B still on B11. And I'm sitting there, literally, 2 hours later. I've gone through 2 podcasts already, and I'm just like, I think they forgot about me. I don't think they know I'm here. I feel like the new people, because I've seen people come in, and they're already gone.
Wow.
I've seen hordes of people coming in, sit down next to me. They wait 10 minutes. They get called. They're out. That happens multiple times. Maybe they have an appointment. Maybe they don't. But the thing is, I was in there the entire time. I saw a whole bunch of new faces in there before I left. Finally, they go through this whole string where it's like B12, B13, B14. I'm like, okay, awesome. You're getting through the beats. All right, let's keep this going. And then they get to B18. And then they forgot about the Bs again. And they go through every fucking letter again. And then out of nowhere, it's like B19, B20. I'm like, oh, God. Okay, I got my stuff. And so I get up. I run over there. And I'm like, I thought you guys forgot about me. And she goes, yeah, I could see you were waiting for a while. And I'm like, yeah, 2 hours. You know, just sitting there not doing anything for something that takes literally. As soon as I got to the desk, I was out within 60 seconds. I was in, gave them my thing, they put in my information, I paid them $160, I got out with my new tag under 60 seconds. And I'm sitting there, what the fuck is everybody else doing? What is everybody else in the DMV doing that takes so long, but every time I go up, I've never spent more than 2 minutes at the table,
ever. They work really hard, Dwight.
No, they don't. They don't, Terry. Half the time I've seen them, the people that are supposed to be at the counters, they're just walking around the center bit. You know, they're not at the desk. They're just walking around like, hey.
They're on patrol.
Hey, Susie.
Bomb patrol.
How's your Thursday? Thank TGIT, right? Tomorrow's Friday.
OMG.
And so they're doing the shit. All the while, the first hour I was there, there was an Indian guy sitting 2 seats to my left staring at me. Not looking past me, staring at me. To the point where, like, I noticed off of my peripherals that I saw him doing this, and I'm sitting there listening to my podcast via my phone, and I look over at him, and I kind of get him a glance at him. I'm like, this guy's staring at me, so I kind of shoot him a gaze. I'm like, you know, what's up?
What's up? Mammy, bro.
Doesn't even blink. And he doesn't smile, no emotion at all. He doesn't even blink, and I'm like, I'm going to die today. Fucking, I can tell. 15 minutes past that, he's still staring at me.
Oh my.
And I look over at him again, and I look directly at him. I make fucking eye contact with him, and I'm just like, you're not turning away. What is wrong with this guy?
What did you do?
That's going to be my new thing.
I didn't do shit! I sat
clearly
down!
Clearly you did.
Clearly you offended him somehow, sir.
And he was just staring at me, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. So I start tweeting people, and I start the hashtag DMV live tweets, and I'm like, "This is Indian dude that keeps staring at me even after I caught him."
And, I didn't even see those.
Yeah, and so yeah, it was bad. And then like later on, I move the people in front of me. I was in like the middle row. They go off and they do their thing, and I'm like, "Oh sweet, I'll take the front row, so I don't have to, you know, I got leg room, and I don't have to." Squeezed by the Mexican couple that was next to me again, and
why were you squeezing by people? Like, why weren't you sitting still?
No, when I went to my seat originally, I had to squeeze by a bunch of people to get to the middle because no one sits in the fucking middle. They always sit on the edges, so you have to go past them to sit in the middle to get a seat.
Yeah,
So I had to do that the first time. I was like, I'm not going to do that again because they did not move out of the way for me. I had to like literally like,
I had to move them.
I had to like take their head and be like, no, excuse me, sir. You know, and I got in and I sit down and I'm like, fuck that. So I hop over to the front seats and I sit there so I don't have to do that again. And then
staring at you.
No, he wasn't. He actually stopped at some point. I don't know. But he was behind me, so I couldn't see him anymore. I was just like, I don't want this guy to stare at me anymore. And there was this this lady who comes in with her daughter. So, you know, tiny kid. She was probably about maybe 2 or 3. And she's holding her in her arms, and she has a Woody and a what's the space guy's name again?
Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz Lightyear. And she's holding him, playing with him in her arms and stuff like that. And she drops Buzz, like just like as he falls down, and like I look at her face, and she's like watching him fall, and it looked like just the most terrified face in the world. She's like,
"Did you see Toy Story 3? That had to be terrifying."
And so Buzz falls down and hits the ground. She goes, "Oh no." Little girl, oh no, Buzz! And she's just like staring at Buzz like he just died because he's just laying on the floor. And her mom lets her go down and she picks it up and she looks up at me as she's holding him and she goes, Buzz, okay. And I'm like, that's cute. And then another lady came in and she had a chihuahua in her purse. Little tiny chihuahua. And you guys know how chihuahuas are. They don't stop moving. They got this involuntary like vibration in them where they're always shaking. They're just
I'm a chihuahua.
And so it's in this girl's purse, and its head's out the back of it. So when she's at the counter, it's looking at all of us that are sitting in front of it. And I had two cowboys sit next to me. I don't know if they're real cowboys or not, but they both had cowboy boots that were covered in mud.
You know, because no one else lives in Manteca, no one else will believe this story is real.
It's true.
Like, you've seen a lot of people.
I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah, and I believe it 100%.
It was a very colorful day for me. Yeah, and they sat down next to me, both wearing cowboy hats, too. You know, tucked in, very, just, you know, classic cowboy guys. They sit down on either side of me. Plenty of other places to sit either side of me. And they both smelt like grease.
You could have died today.
Like car grease. And I'm just like, oh my god, what's going on today? And then the one on my left starts making noises at the chihuahua in the front. Like he's playing with it or something. He kept going and like whistling at it and like making things.
Yeah!
And I'm like, what is this guy doing?
He pulls out a lasso.
He's trying to tame the fucking chihuahua.
Pulls it out of the purse.
And the chihuahua's just, like, sitting there, like, looking at him, but he can't, you know, hold his head straight. So he's like, you know, and the guy's just, like, you know, trying to play with the dog. And I was like, this is the weirdest morning ever. There's so many little things happening that no one would understand. I wish I could get the footage for this, you know? And it was just a weird morning for me.
It's funny.
Then I paid for my registration, and I went home. Well, actually, I stopped at the exhaust shop to have my exhaust looked at real quick because it's been rattling.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yeah, they blamed it on something that I did, and in hindsight, when going home, I was like, that couldn't be it. That wasn't it. That's not what's wrong.
Take it back and tell them
that. Wrong.
Well, I probably will some other day.
Dude.
Slame.
Your staring guy story reminded me of this dude when we were leaving Outback. Gave me like a really fucking dirty look. Like an unnecessarily dirty look for just walking by him. And he was like at the table directly behind me. And my response was, I don't know what that bitch is staring at. He's drinking a non-alcoholic beer. Like just as loud
he's
as I
he's enjoying a nice O'Doul's.
Yeah, like he was. He was drinking an O'Doul's. That's exactly what he was drinking. Like the guy, like the bartender even said, you want to know duels? Like, just like that tone.
Are you sure, sir? You know there's people here. They can see you drinking that O'Doul's.
Yeah, I was just like, is this guy serious right now? Staring at me like that, you little bitch.
So you take your anger out on him on the podcast.
Well, no, I took my anger out. I said that, like, out loud. Like, I didn't say it now. Like, I said that out loud while I walked by him.
What's up?
I'm a pretty big guy, and I was with my father-in-law and his brother. I'm not really too terrified of something happening.
A guy drinking O'Doul's.
Yeah, like a pussy drinking O'Doul's. Like, yeah, do something, you fucking.
Like, I'm gonna not mess with me. I'm a hard ass.
Yeah, you so tough. Either
I'm keeping my head clear, motherfucker.
Either A, he has a drinking problem and just wants an O'Doul's so he can pretend like he's drinking a beer. Or B, he likes the taste of beer. Ugh. You know?
Okay, just, Ryan.
A bitch.
Ryan, beer tastes great.
Beer can taste great, but not O'Doul's.
Oh, no, no.
But no, I'm saying,
I don't want people to get the wrong impression.
Let me rephrase that. He likes the taste of cheap beer.
He likes the taste of O'Doul's.
I won't drink a Bud Light. I'd rather drink my own urine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I was gonna say no, but I can see where you're coming from. Honestly, yeah, only time I'll ever drink Bud Light, it's a very off chance that I will, is if we're playing like beer pong or something. Like back in the day, it was just like a cheap beer to toss away beer, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have like your side beer that you like.
I guess, but no, I'm very stuck up about that. Like, I was at this party one time, and they were all going to do a drinking game, like Circle of Death or some shit with cards, you know? It's one of those games where, like, if I start drinking, you all have to drink until I'm done, you know?
Yeah, Fountain.
Yeah, something, whatever. They all have different names. Circle of Death, King's Circle, King's Cup, shit like that.
King's Cup, yeah.
It was, like, something like that. And I was like, do you have anything other than Bud Light? Like, anything. Any sort of alcoholic beverage that's not Bud Light. And they're like, well, all we have is Kahlua. Or not Kahlua, not Kahlua. Sorry, yeah, I wish it was Kahlua. Shit. Oh, my God.
What's Bailey's?
It? What?
Bailey's?
No, and it's not like that. No, that was the wrong drink. Okay. Shit. I smoked a cigar with it on Friday. Cognac. My bad. They had like a really nice bottle of cognac. They were like, well, we want to get rid of it. Neither one of us like it. And I was like, yeah, all right. And I was drinking that shit like a water.
Yes, please.
I was drunk as fuck. like literally, like people are like, all right, you can't stop drinking. I'm just pounding like a just a regular like plastic kitchen cup full of. Isn't that ridiculous?
I believe it though. What was the shot that I bought for you?
The Patron.
Patron. You drank a lot of Patron.
I drank a ton of Patron that weekend. People were buying me shots of Patron all weekend long.
Yep. I brought you two.
Yeah, well, and then
alongside of your whatever drink, the Sunrise.
My tequila Sunrise with Patron in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doubles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know, because they were giving you shit about how you weren't finishing some of them.
Well, I wasn't finishing them, and then I'd pound them and get another one.
Yep.
That first night, I drank about 12 of them. Ugh. Not the first night you guys were there, when I was just there with Sarah.
Right, Thursday night.
Yeah, I drank about 12 of them, and that's when I was skipping through the streets of Tahoe.
Well, yeah, because you guys said that you spent like $200 there, wasn't it?
Well, we got the tab at first, and it was like $20. And I was like, you know, I'd already had like four drinks. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll start doubling them. What I didn't know is exactly doubled the price.
Yeah.
Because when they doubled it for me, they didn't ask if I wanted a tall like they did the second like night. They just brought it in the regular glass. So it was basically just like drinking tequila with a little hint of juice.
No, thank you.
It was great. And so I throwing it back. And
I don't know how you can drink tequila.
It was like $170 some odd dollar tab. And we were all pretty freaking wasted. I think I won that night. Winner.
Okay, well, let's end this podcast. It's running late. Or running long, rather.
I got something long for you.
You can save that for the next podcast.
Should we have Terry tell a story? I feel like Terry hasn't told a story.
Terry hasn't really talked a whole lot this.
Terry, tell a story.
I don't have any stories.
Tell me a magical.
Tell us a rousing story of your life.
Tell me how it was growing up as a black man.
It was pretty normal.
I was going to say it.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say something like that.
We live in Manteca.
How do you think your life would have been different growing up as a black man in the south side of Chicago?
Sure, would have been very different.
All right, well, let's end this podcast.
Really? You want to end on that? Of all things?
Penelope keeps barking at herself in the damn dishwasher.
Ooh, I have a story that I would love to tell the podcast, but I can't.
Okay, let's hang up then.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully with another one on time. If not, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.